You're listening to the Rural Advancement Podcast. Rural Advancement provides resources to empower, equip, and encourage rural pastors and churches. Join our community by visiting us at ruraladvancement.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Rural Advancement. This is the podcast that is by rural leaders and for rural leaders. It is our goal every single week, week in and week out, to bring you content that is not just spoken to the rural church, but is spoken by people who get it. People who have lived, worked, and ministered in small, out-of-the-way places, and people who understand the immense value of the work that God does there. I am your host, Joe Epley, and this week, as we did last year, we're going to be utilizing a summer break in terms of our regular episodes. From September to May, we like to deliver episodes on a weekly basis, kind of highlighting and championing the stories of the rural church. As I reflected on last year around this time, life is about rhythm. It's something that gets emphasized a lot on this podcast. And so part of my rhythm has now become taking a break, as you know, the obligations of my job just kind of require me to be focused elsewhere. However, I wanted to leave you with a parting thought. If we picked a season of the year that represents kind of an interruption, summer would be that. It's the most likely time where our normal rhythms of life get interrupted, where our normal ministry schedule gets interrupted. A lot of churches will, you know, end the adult Bible study or take a break from kids ministry or, kind of insert a program here. And so I wanted to just share a leadership principle that I think definitely has roots in the Bible, of course, It's really titled The Power of the Interruption. You know, the most famous example of an interruption is the burning bush, right? In Exodus chapter 3, where Moses is suddenly struck by this burning bush, and he has been faithfully serving the Lord to the best of his ability in the desert. He's been doing that for 40 years. He's kind of lived life, still has this latent call to go be the deliverer of his brothers and sister Israelites in Egypt. And the Lord chooses to interrupt his day and says, hey, there is a moment here to capture your attention. There is a chance for you to breathe for half a second to kind of get woken up to the next thing that God was doing. And I guess my challenge for this summer is take advantage of the interruption, right? An interruption is a chance for us as leaders to reassess, to pray, to say, God, has what I've been doing and what I'm about to do, are they going to be the same thing going forward? Because they don't always have to be. Sometimes I think we get so caught up in rural, whether you've been at the church a long time, you might say, well, yeah, of course we always fire up our Wednesday night kids ministry, and of course we always do the men's breakfast, and of course we always do. And truth be told, while these ministries are valuable, they're not always what God plans for the next season. What gets us to one place isn't always the tool that God's going to use to get us to the next in the journey of church and the lives of people. And so So I think a lot about the interruption. You know, I think for the summer, you know, I will be taking time in August when I'm kind of done with my busiest season to go, okay, God, what are you saying for the rest of this year? What are you saying for the things that you buried in my heart? What needs to spring forward? What needs to live and grow and flourish? And also, what needs to be kind of pruned from the trees of my life and my ministry, and what needs to be scaled back? And so I encourage you to kind of take advantage of this season, right? Take advantage of the summer and don't just see it as a break. I mean, by all means, lean into that, but also see it as a point where you're saying, God, I love this interruption and I'm glad for it. And I hope that you can speak to me about what should happen going forward, you know? I think of what happened later in Moses' life. You know, he's been leading the nation of Israel, and I think it relays this in Exodus 15 or so, but it says his father-in-law comes to visit him, and Moses was, you know, judging Israel all day and all night, and just really, I mean, just full schedule of trying to hear the cases of people. And his father-in-law says, man, your plate is full, and that's not good for you. And so Moses kind of sent, you know, the Spirit of God falls on these other judges, and Moses frees up his schedule, you know, just like, again, I would argue happens during a summer break for us, is sometimes our schedule is suddenly wider open than we think it is. And what transpires next, the very next chapter, is Moses finally having the bandwidth in his life. He gets to go up to the mountain and hear the voice of God, and we end up getting the Ten Commandments, and we end up getting kind of the law and the tabernacle and all these amazing, glorious results that move the kingdom of God forward. And it was all because Jethro helped Moses take advantage of an interruption. And so my encouragement to you this summer, very similar to last summer, is take advantage of the moment. An interruption has great power, and it's designed to capture our attention, to give us a break from our normal rhythms, and to say, God, what is it you may speak to me about my life and my church and ministry? And so, again, from myself, you can guarantee that I'll be on this journey with you this summer. Again, you can be guaranteed that we'll be back with episodes this fall, continuing to carry forward the story of the rural church. But for now, I've been your host, Joe Epley, and we'll see you at the end of the summer.